Welcome everyone to Dr. John Bedker's Leadership Podcast, the podcast focused on leadership. The episode will begin shortly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dr. John Bedker Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Bedker. Well, I'll start with a little introduction here today. I was on travel this past week. Fun trip, great trip, really enjoyed it. I was doing some site visits with two entrepreneurs looking to expand. Well, that's always fun, I think. I loved being with these people wanting to grow, to expand their enterprise. So, good trip. My role? Straightforward. Provide consultative support and advisory services. Simply, to give them my very best. And it was a pleasure to do that. In these occasions, you see not only the people that you're there to support, but also the other side, the people they were engaging and getting an indication of interest about expanding their enterprise. This is where it gets interesting. And as I flew back home, I began to think, to reflect. And those of you that are the regular listeners know that reflective practice is a very important leadership core competency. And I was doing that on the plane headed home. Thinking about several things: communication, judgment, decision-making, all important leadership core competencies, each of which I experienced on these site visits. Assessment, evaluation, analytics. Again, more leadership core competencies, yes, also experienced on this trip. What happens when things go well? What happens when things don't go so well? Well, both happened on this trip. So I couldn't help but reflect on the very foundation of this podcast. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to focus on that foundation of the Dr. John Bedker Leadership Podcast, which simply stated is leadership is about doing the right thing. Well, how does that manifest itself? Oftentimes in sort of two camps. One, transactional. I want to put this out there right up front. It's when I think about each of you and care about each of you, there are times when transactional leadership is important, is the right thing, is an important thing. But not always. I would argue that most of you, if you are focused on transactional leadership, probably need to refocus. What's that flip side? Well, relational or aspirational leadership. I had the privilege of seeing a lot of that this week, and so it makes me pause and reflect. Let's not be transactional unless and until it's absolutely the right thing to do. Let's focus on relational or aspirational leadership. That, I believe, is a better path forward. Why? Well, because in what this episode is all going to be all about, leadership is about doing the right thing. Often easy to say. I told you that several times. Easy to say, but sometimes very hard to do. Yeah, sometimes this leadership that we all are involved in is very hard to do. Well, Let's talk about that. Why is doing the right thing so very difficult sometimes? Well, we have to talk a little bit about what we're talking about first. We need to recognize the who or the what is doing the right thing for. Okay? Are we doing it for you, for yourself? Are we doing it for your peers, your colleagues, those you serve, those you lead? Is it for your company, your community, your industry? It could be several of these, right? So let's think about that. What's that motivation for you, looking out for number one? Well, we're going to have a challenge there, right? I think that leadership is about serving others. And in so doing, all those boats should rise, including yours. But we shouldn't be focused on the you so much. What about your peers and your colleagues mentioned? Well, you don't want to let them down. You want to help them. You want to be with them. You want acceptance, oftentimes. Don't want to upset that guy next door. Okay, that may not be doing the right thing either. But what about that one that I mentioned, those you serve, those you lead? This phrase that, again, I've used in the past, non sibi, not for self, but others. Now that is an important goal for leaders. Your company, your community, your industry, in a sense, they're not living, they're not live, but in a sense, they are, because you work in a building, you work in a business, you work in an industry. You don't want to let them down. You don't want to be a source of decline for your company, for your community, for your industry. So several of these perspectives, these axes of investigation, could be occurring all at once. So let's talk about now how we're going to resolve. How are we going to do the right thing? Oftentimes we think, of course, of the negative, the bad. I'm going to start with just the opposite, though, because sometimes it's not about addressing the bad. Sometimes it's addressing the good news. It might even be addressing great news. What do you mean? What are you saying, John? Well, let's say production rates. They could be being far exceeded. Efficiencies, far beyond what was expected. The costs, not only are under control, they're going down. What about two really important components, safety, quality accomplishments? Both of these could be not only accomplished, but being exceeded and improved regularly. Well, this is not just good news. These things are great news, right? So any one of these, or many of these all at once, could be a challenge for a leader to do the right thing. Because what happens when all this good news happens? Well, maybe the workers, those people that are creating the product, delivering the product, delivering the goods or services, maybe the workers deserve a raise. This idea that a rising tide should raise all boats? Yeah. What about an improvement in their benefits? If certain milestones were met, then the arrangement was we would improve some of these benefits. Similarly, a milestone being met or exceeded in this great news case may result in an agreement to improve pension benefits. Well, what do we know? Well, each of these may be justified, well-deserved, may be earned, but each of them also may cost money. Ah, there's the rub. There's the tension. Because we have to ask, when we start to think about doing the right thing, how success, even great success, will be recognized and rewarded. will the recognition and the reward go to labor? Or will it go to management? Will it go to both? And so it can be difficult for this genuine leader to share, for instance, that managers will not share as much as labor, or conversely, that labor won't be sharing as much as management. Each, whichever way it goes, could create its own tension. Or, let's consider that third possibility, neither shares in the success of the enterprise, of the organization. Well, what happened then? Well, a board, for instance, might determine that this great success, we're going to buy back shares of our own stock. We're going to give a dividend increase to stockholders. Labor nor management will be the benefactor directly. And so the point here is that great news can become difficult for a leader. How do you then try to do the right thing? When we think about leaders trying to do the right thing, we reflexively think about those sharing the bad news. We need to be upfront. We need to be honest. We need to be straightforward with those we serve, those we lead. The bad news. I began with the good news, though, intentionally, purposely, because of the challenges and the difficulty to do the right thing could be that consequence of great news. But bad news most certainly can challenge a leader as well and challenge them to do the right thing. To share a need, perhaps a necessity to cut resources, including one of the most difficult, to reduce the number of people. A reduction in force, labor or management, or both, is never easy, but it may be the right thing, a necessary thing, in a specific situation. The converse of great news is always difficult for a caring leader. Reductions in pay, benefits, who shoulders the burden of each is never easy. Always remember, the role of a leader, that prime directive, is to try to do the right thing, to endeavor to do the right thing. Back in 2020, Maya Angelou said this, quote, "Hope and fear cannot occupy the same space. Invite one to stay." One more time for Maya Angelou. Hope and fear cannot occupy the same space. Invite one to stay. For leaders, the choice is clear. Invite hope. So I've spent this episode speaking with you, your role, your responsibility to do the right thing. I've talked about this recent trip I had and all the interesting things that occurred on that. I've spoken about that core premise, that prime directive. But what about you? Let's focus on you now for a moment. Your role, your responsibility to do the right thing. Always, no matter how difficult, this is the challenge of a leader. Well, we live in this divided nation. We live in a divided world, a turbulent world. Leaders must, let me underline that word, leaders must be grounded in the truth, in honesty, grounded by facts, not misinformation, not disinformation. So when the news is good or the news is bad, we need to tell those we serve straight up what the result is, what the consequence is, and hopefully the right choice will prevail. But if not, we need to be upfront and honest. For instance, that the board said, no raises, we're going to buy back stock instead with the money. Be honest, be upfront, be grounded by the facts. Again, as I said, we live in this topsy-turvy world, a turbulent world, where misinformation, disinformation, and lying, unfortunately, are in our news, our social media, are literally everywhere we turn, every day. Do not become a part of that. The role of leadership simply is to do the right thing, to be honest, to be straightforward, to be grounded by facts. Now, in previous episodes, I've spoken about global leadership. I've talked about our national leadership. I've certainly done podcasts on congressional leadership. Well, these were podcasts about not doing the right thing frequently. Currently, we'd certainly have to add judicial leadership. Each of these highly important constituencies, institutions, are equally challenged to do the right thing, and they have failed. The judiciary of late certainly comes to mind. They have fallen short of doing the right thing. So, where do we go? What do each of us do? Well, our world has an effect on us. Our work life has an effect, and each has a consequence. But we fail, they fail, by embracing fear. Fear to do the right thing. Fear you might upset some individual, some group, or those that you are to serve, because they have failed the prime directive of leadership. They have chosen not to do the right thing. They said, in this circumstance, I can't, I won't. I'm going to take another path. I'm going to skirt the issue. I'm not going to answer the problem. I'm not going to solve the problem. I'm going to pass the buck. I'm going to tell you something that is not factually correct. I will add to misinformation and disinformation. I will not be grounded by facts. Folks, for a leader, a real leader, a caring leader, an honest leader, you cannot do that. The prime directive, again, for leaders is to do the right thing. In your practice of leadership, operate with truthfulness, honesty, and with hope. Do not let fear overcome you. Do not avoid that which may be difficult, particularly that which may be very difficult. Do the right thing. Okay, folks, we went back to the core. We went back to the basics of the very reason that this podcast exists. The Dr. John Bedker Leadership Podcast is all about leadership, and it is leadership that calls us, regardless of circumstance, good or bad, to be truthful, to be honest, and to follow that prime directive, do the right thing. Okay, quick review, important review. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. John Bedker's Leadership Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please tell your friends, and of course, please follow our podcast and subscribe. Thank you again for tuning in.